Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Colossians in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. That's Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. This is Paul speaking. And it reads, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Verse 8, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ." I want to speak today on the topic being led to destruction. Earlier this month, last week in fact, was the 20-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. There were memorial ceremonies all over the United States to commemorate this tragic event. There were close to 3,000 lives lost and countless lives affected by this tragedy. I remember where I was when the planes flew into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. I remember being glued to the TV set watching the coverage of this event. I remember the towers collapsing with people still inside of them. I remember the pain that I felt for the loss of life. But to be honest, I was angry as to how far mankind had fallen, that several people would actually give up their own lives to fly planes into buildings. I always wonder what would cause a person to do such a terrible thing. Our scripture today addresses the why. Amen? Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians and stated in verse 6 that we should all live our lives in Him, meaning God, and we should be rooted and built up in Him, meaning to have a relationship with God. Being in a relationship with God will build up your faith and keep you strong. Verse 8 states that we should see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Let's think about that verse for a second. Paul states that we should be careful not to allow someone or some philosophy or contrary belief to lead us astray.
Yes.
We should not be held captive to something else that is not of Christ.
Amen.
Paul starts this passage by telling us to build and keep a relationship with God, and then warns us not to allow someone or something to pull us away from God, right?
Sure.
Now let's look back at 9/11 for a second. The terrorists belonged to a group called Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, depends on how you want to pronounce it. Al-Qaeda is a militant Sunni Islamic multinational organization which is widely regarded as a terrorist group. It was founded in 1988 by Osama bin Laden, Abdullah Azim, and several other Arab volunteers during the Soviet-Afghan War. Al-Qaeda operates as a network of Islamic extremists and Salafist jihadists. Al-Qaeda members believe a Christian-Jewish alliance led by the U.S. is conspiring to be at war against Islam and to destroy Islam. They believe that killing non-combatants is religiously sanctioned. Can't believe that they think it's okay to kill people. Al-Qaeda also opposes what's in regards as man-made laws and want to replace them exclusively with a strict form of Sharia, which is an Islamic religious law, which is perceived as divine law. Perceived being an operative word. Now, how and when these men became a part of Al-Qaeda is unknown. The terrorists were not always terrorists, right? As kids, they were probably no different than you and I. Somewhere in their lives, they were taken captive by something or someone that told them that it was okay to hate in the name of religion, right? The men were led astray by others who had other agendas and did not line up with the word of God. Would you agree with me on that? The men started to believe that what they were being told was accurate. The men was willing to die for what they believed, even if it was untrue. Isn't that sad? The second part of verse 8 states that this kind of belief depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. The elemental spiritual forces of this world is twofold. It is Satan, of course, but it is also the human mind, which is enmity to God. Right? And sadly, human tradition is based on the human mind, which is very dangerous. Paul warns us that if we are not in a relationship with God, we should change that.
That's right.
Also, if we are in a relationship with God, we need to stay prayed up and rooted in Him. I know that what happened on 9/11 is an extreme example of man being led astray by something or someone not of God, but we all saw the consequences play out for the entire world to see when this happened, right? It was everywhere. Now, while I was preparing this sermon, God showed me His grace, because any one of us could have been those men.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. All of us could have been led astray by false doctrine or religion. Instead of hating these men, I now have compassion for them because they were led astray and were not rooted in God. I am not here to judge them. That's not my job. That's what God does. Right. He's far better at it than I am.
That's right.
I have a relationship with God, which is the only reason why I am not being led in a different direction. But now, if I'm going to trust what Paul is writing in this particular scripture, then it tells me that I need to constantly work on my relationship with God so that I will not be led into something else outside of God. It's a constant process, working on the relationship with the Father. Saints, God does not want us to go astray. We need to be careful who we're listening to and who we are following. We need to understand that we are human and can be led in a different direction contrary to God. The men who flew the planes into the towers and the Pentagon were human, just like you and I. They were just a part of a group that was contrary to the word of God, and it cost them their lives and the lives of others. That's the why. That is why this happened. All because these men were led astray by some group, some different philosophy that was contrary to God. They were not rooted in God. They had no relationship with God. And this is why this happened. Now, I'm not saying that this can't happen again. It can. This is scary. This could happen again easily, because their people are being led astray every single day, every single moment of every single day.
Right.
There are people who don't have a relationship with God. And then the scary part, there's people that do, that think they've arrived, that think they're safe because they have a quote unquote relationship with God, but they're not working on that relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're just saying, okay, I got a relationship with God, I'm good to go. Well, then you're not good to go. That's what Paul is telling you here. You got to constantly work on your relationship with God. You got to constantly stay in prayer. You got to read your word. You got to stay close in the presence of God to prevent you from being led astray.
Right.
Amen? Because it can happen to anybody. Just like it happened to these men, it could happen to you. Okay? Now, this was their downfall. I mean, they were willing to die, and they died for what they believed was right. Okay? Who's to say that we wouldn't do the same thing? We could sit here and say, oh, I would never fly a plane into a building. Really? What makes you so sure you won't? You're human, right? Humans get led astray, right? So what makes you think that you're so high and mighty that you can't get led astray too? You better check yourself, okay, amen? You need to check yourself, you need to check your relationship with God, and you need to stay in His presence, amen? To prevent you from even thinking about doing something like that. There's crazy stuff going on in this world, and it's going on because people are not rooted in God. Parents are taking their kids and killing them. You know, this man tried to commit suicide, paid somebody to kill him so that his kids can get the money for the life insurance. Now he's going to jail. The suicide didn't work. He's still alive. Now tell me, where does God fit into all that? Does that sound like something that God would have you to do? He's led astray. Now I don't know what his relationship with God is, but I can tell you what it isn't. Okay? Because if it was all that, he would never even contemplate doing something that crazy. Okay? This is what we're dealing with nowadays. The forces are everywhere. In other words, Satan is just loving this. Okay? Because there's so many people who think they're on it that are not. And then there's those who don't really care.
That's right.
One way or the other. Okay? Well, we need to make sure that we are rooted in God, like Paul is saying in that scripture. Otherwise, every human being on this planet is capable of being led astray.
Amen.
If it was not true, Paul wouldn't have said it.
That's right.
Amen. We as Christians have a duty and an obligation to God due to the price that Jesus paid on the cross for the remission of our sins, right?
Yeah.
Having a relationship with Him is the duty of every Christian.
Yeah.
How can you call yourself a Christian if you're not in a relationship with God? It's an oxymoron is what it is. I mean, you have to have a relationship with God if you're a Christian. That is part of being a Christian, right? If God is your Father and you said, okay, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I believe that God raised Him from the dead, and that's why I'm saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, if you believe that, then show it. Where's your proof? Where's your relationship with God? We all need that relationship with God. No relationship with God is just you're wasting your time as a Christian if you don't have a relationship with God. You're playing religion is what you're doing. You're just playing church. Okay? Being close to God allows Him to use us for His will and His glory. Let's think about it, gang. We were not put on this earth to please ourselves. We were put on here for a reason and for a purpose. And God is the reason and the purpose. And we'll never know what our purpose is in Him if we're not in a relationship with Him. Amen?
That's true.
Being close to God keeps us in line with the Word of God. Okay? It's kind of hard to fly an airplane in a building if you're in the Word of God that says, thou shalt not kill. You know what I mean? You wouldn't do it. Okay, but if you're in a relationship with Him and you keep reading His Word and learning from His Word, then you will live by His words. Amen? Being close to God prevents us from being led astray. Amen? Because you can be led astray.
Yes.
We've all backslidden one way or another. Maybe not to that extreme. Thank God not to that extreme. But we've all fallen short and backslidden. And the scripture is very clear about we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fallen short of that glory. So that being said, it is imperative that we need to be close to God to prevent ourselves from being led astray. Being close to God allows His Spirit within us to lead us in our decision making.
Okay.
They obviously, the terrorists didn't have that going on. Okay? They made their decision based on something else. They weren't led by the Spirit of God, okay? And the mistakes that we make, if you think about it, go back in your life and think about it. Were you led by the Spirit of God when you made those decisions? No. And that's why we made the mistakes. That's why we all made the mistakes, because we were not led by the Spirit of God. Why? Because we didn't have a relationship with him, or if we did, we didn't work on that relationship with him. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in closing, being close to God will lead you on a path of righteousness. Amen? Not being in a relationship with God will lead you on a path of destruction. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, giving praise and thanking you for your word. Father, help us, O Lord, to not be led astray. Help us in our relationship with you to be closer to you, to learn of you, to grow of you, so that we won't be led astray to do things that we shouldn't be doing, to make the wrong decisions, to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. It is all connected, Father. Help us to be rooted in you, Lord, so that we can live according to your purpose and your good will. Father, we need you. We all repent, Father, for we all have fallen short in this area, Lord. But we're thankful for your grace, Lord, for your grace is sufficient for us all. Father, please be with us. Help us, O Lord, we pray. And we thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that this word will go from the north, the south, the east, to the west, that it'll cause people to want to have a relationship with you, Lord, and to continue to grow in you. Father, be glorified in your word. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.